Exclusive, Representative Mo Brooks, Stephen Colbert lies. I wore bulletproof vest on January 6 because of threats against me from BLM, Antifa. By Robert Krajicek on October 29, 2021. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, who is running for the U.S. Senate seat from Alabama, told Breitbart News on Friday that he wore a bulletproof vest on January 6 due to threats against him from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, saying CBS's Stephen Colbert and the broader left dishonestly frame his wearing of body armor on that day as evidence of advance knowledge of how the day's events would unfold at the Capitol. On Tuesday, Colbert referenced a recent attempt by Rolling Stone, relayed by Alabama Local News and the Daily Beast, to link Brooks to violence at the Capitol, regularly framed as an insurrection by Democrats and leftist news media. Stephen Colbert, and it seems like the entire left wing, they just lie freely, Brooks stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. On January 6, at the Ellipse rally, which is 1.5 miles from the United States Capitol, I wore an armored vest, a bulletproof vest, although technically they're not really bulletproof, but they help, and I wore it because the socialist left-wing radicals in society have uttered any number of threats of violence, to include death, against members of the United States Congress, including myself. Brooks recalled the mass murder attempt carried out by James Hodgkinson, a leftist supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, against Republicans in 2017 at a practice game for a charitable event. He stated, "And I've been shot at before on the baseball field. So you've got to take these threats seriously. Certainly, if you saw the carnage, 5 innocent people getting shot by a socialist madman, then you have to be concerned," and my office had received from the Capitol Police warnings and advisories that we needed to be a little bit safer because of threats from Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or other socialist left-wing groups. So my staff and my wife wanted me to wear a bulletproof vest, so I did, he added. Now, Stephen Colbert and the radical left, they're just lying about why I wore that vest. They're saying that I had a heads up there's going to be an attack on the Capitol. The falsity of their attack is blatantly clear because as soon as I got through speaking at the Ellipse and got back to my office, which was sometime between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, I took off the bulletproof vest. He concluded, I felt perfectly secure at the United States Capitol. I had no inkling as to what was going to be coming down the pike. But Stephen Colbert and the leftists want to lie about all this and falsely claim that somehow or another, we Republicans had a heads up that this was coming, when that's the furthest thing from the truth, and there is zero evidence supporting that outrageous deception. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.